Bunim says, I mean, this week in Parshas Toldos, we have what for me is perhaps the most difficult Inyan issue. I have issues with this, something in this week's Seder. You know, we have in the Kabbalah, we have this schema that Avraham represents Chesed, loving kindness. Yitzchak represents Din, judgment, justice, or not justice, but the strict rule of law. And Yaakov represents justice, compassion, rachamim, tzedek. But that the pasuk says titein emes li Yaakov, and that Yaakov represents emes, the truth. So in this week's Sedra, we have Yaakov cheating his father. Yaakov doesn't just lie to his father, but he gets really elaborate, you know, and he puts on this disguise so that even when he gets touched, his father shouldn't be able to, like, feel. I mean, like, it wasn't just a gezuckt erlingt, you know, it slipped out a lie. I mean, this is premeditated. So then you've got Yaakov is the ish emes. Yaakov ish tam. Yaakov, straightforward person. You know, and we know that he was anything but straightforward. When Rachel says to him, you know, my father's a grosser Schwindler, he says, ah, don't worry about it. I can take him on any day. Let him bring it on, bring it on. Because Ochiv Ani Berumos, I'm his brother. When it comes to Schwindlerei, ich bin der Gressere. I'm the bigger Schwindler. You know, so like, why then frame the debate around Yaakov in terms of his honesty? And if you're going to say that Yaakov is emes, but emes is not honest, then we're in really deep trouble. You know, I mean, there are people who can say, well, it's only the truth. Yeah, it's the truth, but you're not being honest, right? Like my father used to tell the story about the kid who comes home from school. I've been sent home from school. Wasn't my fault. I didn't do nothing, you know. So the father says, so why were you sent home from school? So you say, well, the boy next to me, he was smoking, right? So I got sent home from school, you know. I mean, it's the truth. The boy next to him was smoking, and he got sent home from school. It's not fair, right? So his father keeps questioning him. He says, but surely, you know, must be a little bit more to it than that. He's like, well, why was he smoking? So he said, well, because I set him on fire. I set him on fire. So, now you're being honest, right? Yeah, it was the truth that he was smoking, but to be honest, you set him on fire, right? So that's, of course, you got sent home from school. I mean, this idea that somehow Yaakov Avinu represents truth, but was he honest? No. So now you're splitting truth and honesty, and you know, that seems to me that's a bigger sin than telling a lie, right? Sagresa veri vizugna shaker. Zuga shaker, tell a lie and own up to the lie, you know, but not afterwards say, well, you know, it was really the truth, because, and then you have Rashi comes, and you know, Yaakov stands there. His father says to him, "Nu, who are you?" He says, "Anoichi Esav b'cherecha. I'm Esav, your firstborn." So Rashi get a kvetch, Dutton. I am the one who's bringing you the food, and Esav is your firstborn. And like there's this whole chesure mechsure ve'ikachusim and asef. Already, the whole there's a piece, a chunk of dialogue that really has been left out there. You know, when Yaakov says to Rivka, his mother, he says, "I'm afraid to trick my father like this, because if he finds out, he's gonna curse me." He says, "Vayoyme Yaakov." my father, my brother's a hairy man, I'm a smooth man, my father will touch me, and I'll be like a cheat in his eyes, and I'll bring upon myself a klola, I'll bring upon myself a curse, not a brocha. So his mother says to him, Olai kelalascha b'ni, your curse is on me. Ach shma b'koide, just listen to me. Lech kachli, go and bring me. So the Targum is an amazing Targum. Unkel says, Vo'imeres le'ime, his mother says to him, Alai itma b'nevua, it was said to me in a prophecy, Delo yesun levotayu alach b'ni, that no curse is going to come upon you, my son. It's a very unusual little insert that it changes the meaning of the verse completely. The plain meaning is, his mother says to him, whatever curse your father gives you, it's on me. Ich nemiste. But the Targum is saying, Onkelis is saying, his mother says to him, Olai, there was a prophecy on me. And in the prophecy, I heard that there's no, so somehow it changes the word kilaloscha to there's no curse. You know, the more you get into the truth, the less honest this whole thing seems to be. And is it the right thing to distinguish, start splitting hairs when it comes to truth and honesty? You know, I mean, I know I would hate it if my children did it to me. You know, if I ask them, they did something and they get really truthful, but they're not honest. You know, I mean, so after all that, we then, as Maminim, B'nai Maminim, we come and we make Yaakov into the very paradigm of honesty and truth. How can that be? I mean, for me, it's a central issue in this Sedra. And you know something? What is it that the Muslims claim about us, right? They say, Sinisht Emes, that you took our story and you changed it somehow, and all these, this is the story of Yishmael, and it never was about Yitzchak and Yaakov, it was always about, you know, I mean, their Tana is, it's not honest. Right? And it's very interesting that the central myth of Islam is that we have appropriated their story, and that we're not being emes, you know. And yeah, Esav, what's he say? He keeps on saying, Yakveni ze pamaim, right? Yaakov, he's a cheater. He keeps cheating me. He cheated me out of my bechira, now he cheated me out of my blessing. Why should it be that Yaakov, the Ish Emes, if you can show me a way that he's Taka the Ish Emes, all right? But on the surface of the story here, it's impossible. It's also not desirable to try and, like, reinterpret. So what's going on? The Rebbe Rabinim in Kol Simcha, he says, when Yaakov comes into the room by Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, come here, let me touch you. And he says, Vayoyme Yitzchak et Yaakov. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Geshono, come close. Va'amushcha, let me touch you. Let me feel you, b'ni, my son. Ha'atozeh b'ni Esav. Are you, my son, Esav, imloy? Or not? So the Rebbe Ben Binim says, what's the or not? What is the Ornai? You should just say, are you my son, Esav? What's the Imloi? So, he says, Yitzchak knew. And Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav is, right? Yitzchak is the Godlador. He's the great prophet of the generation. He's the light. He's the Shekhinah. He's everything, right? So, he didn't know who Esav is, right? But Yitzchak says, I'm Din. I'm the law. The law says, I give the blessing to my firstborn. I don't like it, but you know something? It's not my job to start judging here who deserves, because that's not the job of Din. That's the job of the Shofet, Mishpat, Tzedek. I'm not Mishpat Tzedek, right? You know, I'm not. My job's not to have compassion, right? My job is to see that the law gets carried out. No, the law is Esav is the Bechor. So he smells his son. Why does he sniff? What's going on? So the Rebbe Rabbunim says, Yitzchak wanted to smell the evil that is in Esav. Because he wanted to know, he knew that inside the depth of Esav there must be some good. Because we're in the world, and in the world Tov V'Ra mixed. Good and evil are inextricably mixed. So Yitzchak says, let me really smell the corruption that's inside Esav, because somewhere inside that smell, there's got to be something good. And then, of course, he's smelling Yaakov, right? Like the Medrash says, you know, even the worst sinner of a Yid is still Pashis Rumelein Mitzvahs Kerima, and still full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So the Rebbe Rabbunim says, when Yitzchak is saying to Esav, or thinking that he's saying to Esav, are you my son Esav? Imloi, he doesn't mean or not. He says, when you are nothing, are you my son? Imloi means when you are garnished, when you are deep, deep in your most evil, I want to know if there's that smell of something inside you for which God has set it up that I'm going to be giving you this blessing. So then the Medrash tells us, Vayorach Reach Begodov, that Yitzchak smells the clothing on Yaakov, and he says, oh, look, the smell of my son is the smell of the blessed field, and so on. So the Medrash says that when Yitzchak was smelling Yaakov, he was smelling the worst Jew that ever lived. So then the word begodov, clothing, doesn't mean just clothing, but it has the connotation of boigdov, the betrayer. So when Yitzchak smells the worst betrayer of the Jews, the worst Jew in the history of the Jews, right? So he smells that the reich of Gan Eden, like Rashi says. You know, the prophet Yeshaya comes to Chizkiah Melech and he says, my prophecy is that you're going to die. So Chizkiah Melech says, why am I going to die? He said, because you never married and you never had children. And you know, lo yasaktu b'piri v'rib, you know, everybody's got to be involved in being fruitful and multiply. You didn't. So Chizkiya Melech says to Yeshaya Novi, he says, the reason I didn't is because I'm a Novi myself, and I saw with Ruach HaKodesh that not nice people will be born from me. So I thought to myself, you know what? I won't have children, and then, you know, that'll prevent that evil coming to the world. So Yeshaya Novi says, Bahada de Kosher Achmona, Malach, what business do you have with secrets of God? You know, the future is a mystery, and just because you see the future doesn't mean that you should get involved in changing it. Bahada de Kosher Achmona, Malach, what business do you have in those things that God has hidden? So he says, all right, in that case, I better get married. So Yeshaya said, it's too late. The Gezeirat Din has already happened, right? The decree is already that you're going to. So he says, Ben Omatz, he says, the famous Gemara, Kalei Nevos Chavitzei, finish what you got to say and leave. Thank you. Finish your prophecy. You finish? Okay, bye. And he goes out, and Chizkiya turns to the wall, and he davens, and then Yeshaya comes back and says to him, 22 more years you've been given. Is it 22, 24? I forget. How did you know to daven? He said, Kach mikubal mibeis Abba. This is how I received a tradition from my father's house, that even cherev chadam munach al tzavori, even if you have a sharp knife lying on your throat, don't stop davening. See, Yitzchak is also like that. You know, he's looking, he's thinking to himself, should I bless Esav or not? Because he sees what could come out of Esav. And then he thinks to himself, like Shaya tells Chizkiya b'Adikav Shirachmona, those things that God has hidden, if it's in the future and it's this, what's my business? Why am I getting involved, right? Now he feels, wow, this is an amazing, there's something amazing here, right? So he has this grace of Simcha. He gets really happy that he says, wow, even in the worst evil in this man, even down the line, 1,000 years from now, somebody's going to be the biggest betrayer, and he's going to go into the Holy of Holies, and he's going to like bring out the story of Yosef Meshisa, right? But you know something? There's a willingness there to sacrifice himself, make a Kiddush Hashem. So first he says, Reach Begodov, and then he says, Reach Beni, because then he realizes, oh, this is really my son, right? So the Rebbe Rabbunim says, Yaakov becomes Esav. And he says that this is something that every holy man, I guess that's holy woman as well, has to do in order to fulfill who you are. You have to become, right? You have to become what you're most afraid of. And Yaakov's biggest fear is of being Esav. Yaakov's biggest fear is of being not Emes. In order to become yourself, at some point, you have to become what you're afraid of. And you know, the psychologists today, they tell us that we do become what we're most afraid of. That's just, we get drawn, like by the force of the gravity, that the thing we fear acts like a black hole inside us and keeps dragging us towards it. So the only way Yaakov can actually take from Esav what Esav has already swallowed is to become that raptor or snake that can reach into the mouth and drag out what's already been swallowed. So Yaakov actually has to become Esav. And that's why when Yitzchak finds out, he says, Bo achicha b'mirma, your brother came with trickery and he took the brocha. Why is Yitzchak telling Lashon Hara about Yaakov? Is he talking Lashon Hara? Is he saying, you know, why is he making everything worse? So the Rebbe Rabbinim says, no. Yitzchak is saying, you Esav, you're the trick. I know you're the cheat, you're the tricky, you're the liar. I mean, that's it. But your brother came, I never suspected it was him because he sounded like you. You came with trickery. He came with this whole persona that's you, Esav. So, Gamborach here. So the Rebbe Rabbunim says that the Indian of Gamborach is like when we know that Gam, wherever we find Gam, it's a ribui, meaning even if you don't deserve, right? So Yitzchak now, on top of the brocha that he gave him the Gamborach, meaning that even when he's not deserving, he should still get that bracha. And the Rebbe Rabbinim says, eventually, Yitzchak blesses Esav. He says to him, Esav says, no, bless me also. He says to him, I can't bless you. Your brother already came with trickery and he took the brocha. And he says, so, oi, he tricked me. Didn't you promise me a brocha? So Yitzchak answers him and he says, I already made him your boss and I gave him all his brothers as servants and dogon v'sirosh and corn and wine. I promised him, well, what am I going to do for you? And Esav says, well, you only have one brocha. And it is, Vayisa Esav koiloi vayevk. And Esav lifted up his voice and he cried. And then it says, Yan Yitzchak Oviv, and Yitzchak his father answered him and he said to him, Ishmane Oretz Yir Meshavecho, and he gives him this whole blessing, right? Which is not that much different from the blessing he gives Yaakov, except it doesn't say Vayevorech. It just says Vayan Oviv Vayoyme, he said. You know, the Torah tells us that Esav raised his voice and he cried. And Zohar Kodesh talks about the two tears that Esav cried, that all the tears that the Jewish people have shed since the beginning of the world haven't diluted these tears. And the Zohar Kodesh says that had Esav cried one more tear, which was gathering between his eyes, had the one more tear fallen, then we would never get out of Gulus. You know, Esav, he says to his father, Aloi otzalto li brocha. It's not so easy to understand what it means, Aloi otzalto li. It doesn't mean promise. I mean, it's a strange word. If you're saying promise, why use the word atzilus? I heard in the name of Reb Shloime that really something profound happened when Yitzchak said to Esav, "Ah, I want to bless you. Bring me seli matamim, make me this food so that my soul should bless you." He was already blessed. When you say to your child, "Oi, Kimme her, ich will dich kissen. You know, come here, I want to hug you, right? Kids already hugged, right? The physical hugging, what's that, you know, compared to that emotion that makes you reach out and say, come here, I want to bless you. Come here, I want to kiss you. Come here, I want to hug you. That feeling that's expressed in those words can never be reproduced with any act. So Esav really got the blessing. When Yitzhak said, "Ay, come here, I want to bless you," is it doch schon gebenched? What's he short of, right? And that's what Yaakov said to Esav. He said, "Why are you hating me? What? You really got the blessing. I never really got the blessing. The feeling that our father had, and he said, come here, I want to bless you, that he gave you already." But you see, Esav says, no, I want the physical thing. I want the act. You know, and this is really the basic difference between the Yid and the Goy in the Halacha, right? A Yid has a kavona to do a mitzvah and he couldn't do it, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it done, right? But we say that the kavona by the Goy doesn't count, because Esav said it doesn't count. Esav said, I don't want it. No, I don't want that kavana. I want my father should put his hands on my head and give it me the way, the formal way, because the act, it's the act which is everything, right? And this machloikas, this argument between Yaakov and Esav is still going on. And Yaakov says to Esav, all you have to do is admit that the kavona is everything, and it's your brocha. And that made Esav insane with rage, because he knew it was true. But to admit that the kavona, rachmona libe boy, that everything follows the heart, for him to admit that, he would have to become a yid. So much so that when he realized that he's about to cry another tear over this, he realized that that already would make him a yid, that tear, that third tear. If he cries one little bit more, he would reach that madrega of, Oy Rabbeinu Shloilam, if only I could admit, if only I could accept that brocha that my father gave me with the kavona that he said to me, Oi, come here, I want to bless you that I'm already blessed. But Esav so didn't want to admit it that he held back that tear. Right? So the Rebbe Rabbinim says, why didn't Yitzchak bless Esav straight away when he came and he said, just to follow the thought that I was having, so atzaltali, that's Esav when he says, halo, atzaltali brocha, meaning you gave me an archetypal brocha, but I want the real one, right? So that's the brocha natzilis, which is the thought. So the Rebbe Rabbinim asks, why does Yitzchak wait for Esav to cry before blessing him? So he says that, and it's a really profound understanding of what gevura is. Gevura is not austere. You know, G.K. Chesterton says that Satan fell by force of gravity. Right? That, you know, in the story of Lucifer, this angel of light, that he falls. Well, so what does he fall from? From what? Gravity. There's no levity, right? It's a really profound insight. We very often we confuse Midas Hadin with gravity. It's not. It's simcha, it's laughter. Yitzchak is tzchoik. The brocha comes from simcha. So there's two madregas, there's two bechinas, says the Rebbe Rabbinim in Kol Simcha. The first is Ali Dei Simcha, And these are the Netzotzes Kedoshes. These are the holy sparks inside the Gevura, inside the withholding, inside the strictness. There are holy sparks that can only be released through laughter. And laughter can only be released through the release of tension. And the tension itself is the Gevura. There's another way of releasing, and that's through crying. There's two ways of releasing the tension, right? There's through laughter and through tears. So the release that comes through laughter releases the holy sparks inside the withholding. That's the bracha. So he blesses Yaakov. He's got nothing to give Esav until Esav falls into his depression and starts crying. And that's why it says, Vayan Yitzchak Ovi Vayoyme, and he answers him and he says, Hine Mishmane Ha'oretz, and he gives him, but it doesn't say he blesses him, because in Atzvus, in sadness, in crying, there can't be any blessing, right? The Rebbe Ephraim and Degel Machne Ephraim, the grandson of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, he asks the question again and again this week. How could Yaakov have lied? How could he have just... He tackles it once and twice, and then he comes back to it again. What excuse does Yaakov have? So he brings the Rashi, and he says, Upirish Rashi dochuk mo'oid. Rashi is a kvetch. You know, he's really, really stretching it. Shetevas anoichi ein lo shum perish. Because the word anoichi, when Yaakov says, anoichi Esav b'chorech, I am Esav, your servant, your firstborn, Esav b'chorech, the word I there does shum perish. It has no, there's no way of explaining it. So, the Degel Machne Ephraim comes from another direction. He says, Yaakov is the Torah. It's a whole new way of looking at what the Torah is. Yaakov is the Torah. The whole Torah, the five books of Moses, can be squeezed down into one word. That word is the first word of the Ten Commandments, Anoichi. So Yaakov says, his father says, who are you? He says, I am Anoichi. And with this, the Degel wants to say that Yaakov, It's not that he's lying or telling the truth or honesty. You know, Yaakov cheats his father and he cheats his brother, and that narrative is written right there in the text. It's unambiguous. The Torah tells us. He planned it, it was premeditated, he followed it through, he took the risks, and he got away with it. And that's Yaakov's truth. That's Yaakov's story. That's the narrative. The Torah doesn't garnish it. It doesn't gild it. It doesn't cover it up. It gives it black and white. It tells us Yaakov did this and makes no excuses. And that's the truth. That's what the Degel is saying. That's the truth of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Torah, and the Torah is telling the truth about Yaakov. So when I start thinking about this, I feel like I'm getting into this, like, a loop or a godel kind of, you know, eternal. It's a thinking that goes back on itself, right? What does it tell us about us and about the Torah, right? It's Emes. The Torah is Emes. And Yaakov is Emes because the Torah is telling the truth about Yaakov. And Esav is your firstborn. That's also true. And Yitzchak understands it the way he understands it. The Degemach Nefraim also says, you know, Yaakov Avinu is the first one to fix, to really fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. And what did Adam do with his eating from the tree of knowledge? He mixed up good and evil, right? So Yaakov, he's the first one to really fix the mixing of good and evil. Now good is good and evil is evil. So with this, he's taking out, as the Rebbe Rabbeinu was explaining, he's taking out the evil from in the mouth of Esav, right? So he's the first one who's really getting there. And so the Degemach Nefraim he says, the world is created with 10 sayings. But we know that the first saying was never said, right? Because Bereshis Nami Mama, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. It doesn't get said, and yet it's called a saying. And Onoichi, the 10 commandments, reflect those 10 sayings. And Onoichi, what is it? Where's the commandment in the word Onoichi? The Dega says, the whole Torah is there in that word Onoichi. There's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Bo Ochicho B'mirmo. Medrash Rabbo says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, they're talking about this Pasuk, and Yitzchak says, your brother came with trickery. So Rabbi Yochanan says, he came with the Chochma of the Torah. He comes with the Chochma of the Torah. Yeah, I guess the Tanoim and Amiroim were also, you know, trying to figure out, like, what's Mirmo? What is trickery? Trickery is the Chochma of the Torah. I mean, what does that say about the Torah? What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? But the Degemach Nefraim says, what's the first word in the Torah? It's Bereshis, which we say is B'chochmasa, right? So that first ma'amar, that first saying, which never gets said, is that in the beginning God created heaven and earth, that's Chochma, right? So that's reflected in the first of the Ten Commandments, which is Anoichi. So there's something primal in what Yaakov is doing. That Yaakov, when he says Anoichi, when he answers his father and he says Anoichi, he's really part of the creation of the world, right? His Anoichi is the reflection of the word Bereshis, which is B'chochmasa. You know, so, I mean, if the Degel was only saying this, I wouldn't be repeating it because we'd be back to the same paradox of truth and honesty and stuff like that. But the Degel is pointing out that that's the meaning of the Medrash, where Rabbi Yochanan says, B'chochmas ha-Torah. And the Chochma of the Torah, which is the first word. So the Anoichi that Yaakov says, that I, when he talks about himself, because when Esav comes to his father, it says, Ani Esav. Vayomele Yitzhak Ovev Miata. Yitzhak, his father, says to him, who are you? Vayomele Ani Bincha Bechoycha Esav. He says, I'm your son, when you're firstborn, Esav, right? He says, Ani. Yaakov, when he says, Anoichi, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the Chochmas HaTorah, that Anoichi. because Chochmas HaTorah is the first word is Breishis. So Yaakov is saying, I'm Breishis, right? I am, because I fixed the mixing up of good and evil of Adam. I've taken, I'm this primordial man, and I'm I'm coming for my bracha, you know? I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I'm not sure that I'm satisfied yet about, you know, if my son did this to me, would I feel betrayed, you know? I'm sure if my son tricked me this way, I would feel betrayed. On the other hand, if I had a son who had fixed the world and brought it back to the perfection of Adam before the sin with a complete... the ability to see right and wrong, and that there's no right in the wrong and there's no wrong in the right, well, I guess I would have to learn to live with it, huh? Shkoyach.